Support for podcasting on KBIA comes from Boone County National Bank. We know you're in a hurry. That's why we have 16 banks and 23 ATMs all over town. No matter where you are, you'll find a Boone County National Bank to serve all your financial needs. Plus, with online banking, you don't even have to leave home to manage your money. The most convenient bank in town, and a friendly smile, too. That's Boone County National Bank, member FDIC. Visit us in person or online at boonebank.com today.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on Wednesday, May the 14th. We've got Dr. David Newman with us today. Nice. Always an interesting guy from the Rose Heart Hypnotherapy Success Center. And today we're going to talk about what makes someone successful and another person
not successful.
Yeah.
Well, there's a number of reasons for it, but to make it really simple, success is all a state of mind. You either are or you're not. Now, the most successful people live in the moment, in the present. And we hear that from everybody, but how do we get that way? Well, the first thing that we have to do is we have to understand, how do we think naturally? And if you remember my little dancing lady here, let me pull her up here real quick like a bunny. And, of course, she's gone bye-bye, but that's okay. I will pull her up. And you will either see her go clockwise or counterclockwise.
Okay. If you're looking, if you watch this segment on on the internet, go to kbia.org, click on Radio Friends, and you'll see what we're talking about. Here's a dancing lady, and she's moving either to the left or to the right. And two different people looking at this image will
see it differently.
See it differently.
So when you look at that, what that tells you is if she is going clockwise, you're more right brain dominant.
And what does that mean?
That means that you are a very big picture person. You're very creative. You like information given to you in bullet points. Mm-hmm. You like ideas, but you don't want somebody to give you tons and tons of detail. You want them to give you the high points and then let you kind of go back and work on it. And then when you need more information, you'll come. If you see it going counterclockwise, that means that you're more left brain dominant. These people are very analytical. They like to be in control. They like to have lots and lots of information. And oftentimes, if you talk to these people, let's say, for example, a training thing, they'll say, you know what? I feel like there's more to it. I'm not getting everything. There's always something else there.
But you can switch from your right side to your left side.
You can with training. You certainly can with training. And that's really where your very, very best people go. And by best people, I mean your best corporate executives, your best salespeople, your best service people, everyone, because they are able to communicate with a person that is left brain dominant or right brain dominant and give them the information that they want exactly the way they need to process it to give them an affirmative answer.
Now, before we went on, you were telling me how a successful person thinks.
Yeah, they think quite a bit differently. And one of the things that I teach students is success is all in your mind. And the example that I used with you was you're a performer. You're used to being in front of people and talking to people. You can talk to just about anybody. But what would happen if you got a guest that you really didn't like or you had a preconceived notion you didn't like? And all the way through it, you know, before you actually met them, you were talking about, gee, I don't know how this is going to go. I don't know how we're going to talk. I don't know all of this stuff. And your answer was, the show would probably fall flat. Mm-hmm. But see, that's all up here. That has nothing at all to do with the two people actually doing it. It's the preconceived notion. And this is what a lot of motivational speakers will talk about, negative self-talk. You basically talk yourself out of the function. Well, one of the things that we learn in the subconscious is these people are living in fear. And that sounds kind of scary, and it is, but what it really means is, based upon my past performance, this is what I'm expecting, and I start mentally reliving these things over and over and over. And what that does is that brings us down. So you may have the sale, or you may have negotiated the perfect contract, or you may have the perfect job, and you can kill it yourself just from what's in here.
With negative thinking.
With negative thinking. Now, the person who's very successful will oftentimes go into it. And when they hear that, they go, you know what? Let's stop and think. Yeah, you're right. I did do that last time, but I learned something from it. I'm not going to do it again. And they start going from the moment. And they listen to what's being presented to them. They ask intelligent questions based upon this moment. And they fight that preconceived notion of what's going on. these people are very open, and what they get is a very positive response every single time.
It's almost like, okay, let it happen. What's going to happen? If I make a mistake, if I fail on this, I pick myself up again, I learn from my mistake,
right,
and go on. And it is okay.
It is.
There... You have to tell yourself, it is okay.
One of the things that all therapists get into is you'll hear this, you know, that there is nothing bad. It's our perception. What things are is they just are, and we perceive them, are they good or bad? This starts when we're children. If we do something, what do we do? It's either we did a good thing or we did a bad thing. See how we start equating mm-hmm. that. So, oh, I climbed the monkey bars and I climbed up too high. That was bad. I got in trouble for it. That was bad, so I'm not going to do this again. And we start conditioning ourselves to everything that we experience is either good or bad. In reality, it's neither. It just is. And it's how we deal with it.
It's how we perceive it.
It's how we perceive it. So I'm sure that you've seen people that have just had absolute hardship hit them, but they didn't let them get it down. And in a very short time, they had worked through it and come back up, and they're oftentimes much better off than they were.
I have seen people like that.
And that's why. It's all up here. It's not what's out here that's presenting itself. It's how we perceive it and how we work through it.
So how, in the 2 minutes, we have less than 2 minutes left here, how do we teach ourselves to perceive things in a positive manner?
Okay, well, to make it really easy for everybody, I break everybody into either you're a warm, fuzzy type or you're a cold, prickly type. Sounds bad. It's not. See, I just used the word bad. It really isn't. Warm fuzzies, they feel things. Okay, cold pricklies are more analytical. They're more in their head. Mm-hmm. But the way that you talk to yourself is very different. If you're a warm fuzzy, you use touchy-feely words. When I see this, I feel good. I like that person. They will touch you on the shoulder and things like that. A cold prickly does things inferred. In other words, they don't like to take direct commands even from themselves. So it would be, this opportunity appears to be presenting itself in a very positive light. Operative word, appears. So I can analyze this and allow my subconscious to turn it into the positive that it is.
So is it better to be warm and fuzzy?
There is no good, there is no bad.
Okay.
There's no right, there's no wrong. It just is.
Let it happen and pick yourself up and start all over
Absolutely.
Again.
It's just a learning experience.
Okay. All right. If people want more information, Dr. David Newman, where do they go?
Well, you can go to my website, which is www.mohyp.com, or if they're interested in success, you can go to drdavidnewman.com, and I've got a little video on that, and it's free to anybody.
Okay. Dr. David Newman, thank you so
thank
much
you.
For coming. It's always a pleasure talking with
it's
you.
It's great to be here. Thank you.
Tomorrow, we're going to find out about the Relay for Life for Cancer. Our program, directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Rachel Gangwehr, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Something you would like to hear or see, I would love to hear from you. Just drop me an email, pepperp@missouri.edu. And if you'd like to listen to this again or watch it, go to kbia.org, click on Radio Friend. Bye-bye.